damn old to know these things.
We know that, but it don't take much learning to know you gotta make your eyes look better.
Well, you got a point there, honey. Well, here we go, folks. This is Speedway City, USA. This is Harold.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His
daddy made the... This is Harold. And this is Speedway City, USA. Sometimes into Asheville. Beauty!
That there's Robert Mitchum right there. He's like that antiperspirant guy.
I put a little Mitchum under my... either my pits today.
Now, you've been out working them fields in the root of Vegas.
It was warm today, too. Kind of humid for October.
I could smell you all the way in the cabin.
It's just not... this Saturday's time for my bath, so it'll be better.
Well, you get the water once I'm done with it.
Yeah, be able to get the water first. That's the way it works around
here.
Gotta
get that rainwater.
Anyway, this is Speedway City. I'm Harold, that's Muley. And we're here to talk about racing, dammit.
That's right, that's our favorite thing.
Yes, it is. So we're going to talk about the race out in Toto Land, Kansas. And we're going to look back at a race 40 years ago today. It were a good one.
It was a long time ago, but it sure seems like yesterday.
It were a good one, too. Out of one of my favorite tracks, North Wilkesboro.
I always did have a fancy for Wilkes County.
I miss north of Wilkesboro. And a good track.
Well, maybe you get a job tending the weeds growing up between the track.
Yeah, they got a lot of weed. A lot of weed. But we're going to have some vittles for you, as we always do. Beauty, she a great cook. She going to have a recipe for you.
It all starts with a woodchuck bomb.
A woodchuck bomb?
That's right. Got to go to the fields, go hunting for them.
That sounds pretty scary to me.
It's an art in itself.
I bet it is. We're going to take a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk...
You don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but they tell me I got to throw these things out, and I don't want to. I just want to flap my gum.
You just want to bump your guns.
I'm good at that, honey.
Yes, sir.
The right thing I'm good at, flapping my gum, eating, and rutabagging. That's about it.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah, you sure could. But anyway, we're going to play an ad or two. We're going to come back here listening to Speedway City, damn it. This is Harold. We're going to be back in a minute.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but HotJackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere. So cool.
love and this Mississippi heart.
Much love.
It's one of my favorite singers. Kind of wait till Whitty. And Loretta braced her soul. She's so good.
She's a fine, fine woman.
She was a pert woman, too.
Absolutely.
She just had a smile go on for miles and miles. Yes, indeed. They just don't make music like that no more.
They sure don't. There's stuff I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
I mean, they's got them people, them they call rappers now. Can you imagine Kawana Way to Witty rapping?
You know what? Actually, I could. Because he was ahead of his time.
Hell yeah, he could. He was,
but I don't think he'd go as far as to rap. Even at Christmas time, he wouldn't rap nothing.
No, no. Never bought me nothing, damn it.
Never bought me nothing either.
But Conway, he was a good singer. I miss Conway.
I miss Conway, too.
You remember when we took that drive over to Twitty City?
We did go to Twitty City.
That was something.
No, that was a good time.
It was a great time. I ain't never seen no rutabagan in Twitty City.
No, there ain't no time to do that.
And I brought them that.
All gotta be a singing songs and cutting them fancy lawns.
I brought him that big old rutabaga and he shined it.
That was a good time.
Yeah, we kept that around the cabin for a long time and then it got all stinky.
Then it went all, it got all shriveled up. It kind of looked like one of them shrunken heads you get in the Amazon.
Yeah, it got a little stinky, so you made me get rid of it. But
yeah, we took nice pictures first.
Absolutely. Well, that Conway.
Got him there.
Conway to Whitty, he was something. Had a dangerous name for them radio folks, though. They get
what
that,
was so dangerous about Conway?
They lose that W and they're in trouble.
Oh, you would think of that, Harold.
That was funny. That was real
ain't no missing W's around him.
Yeah, you missed that W in Twitty, and you got a problem, I'm telling you right now.
Now, you think that's a joke none of us have heard before?
You missed the W, and you get Dolly.
Well, I thought you didn't spelling when you was growing up.
No, sorry about that, folks. Just a little.
Gotta get some raisins, man.
Little something in the gutter there. You just don't get around there. So, but anyway.
Your gizzards are fighting with your heart.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I got a heart still. I'm so goddamn old.
Just gotta act like you got some raisin.
It's so doggone old, I'm telling you. Thinking, don't understand it sometimes. Anyway. They all had a race in Kansas. And it weren't on the dirt. They actually have a track there now.
Is that somewhere over the rainbow?
Yeah, we're over the rainbow. Yeah, it sure
that
was.
That was some hot at that track.
Yeah, it were a bit hot there. I don't get it. I got the winner here.
You're fumbling through them papers?
Yeah,
you
I just
to start yourself a fire soon.
Yeah, well, it's winter.
Too much paper.
Winter coming up, you know. We've got a lot of kinder in here. They tell me I got to read this. Damn stupid people that make us do this show. Anyway, Tony Stewart, he win. He had a busy weekend,
too. That's a fine way to win when you're running around on fumes.
Yeah, well. He had a little chili. If you were chili, he would have never run out of gas.
That's right, see?
Sorry, folk.
If he had a fixer run on your mama's cooking, he'd have run another couple laps.
That's for sure, that's for sure. But he was the winner. Casey Mears, he was second. And Mark the Martin. I like Mark the Martin. He's almost as old as I am, God darn.
I think he's actually older.
He might be. He might be.
I really do. I think he's got to be pushing to 105.
Yeah, he could. He could. But he's still going to retire, he say, one of these years.
I hear that every year. I keep saying the same thing on TV. Every year you see this big old thing going on, how wonderful he was and how young he was, and he won this race and he won that race, and he started up a dealership and he's got himself a museum every year. It's the same thing over and over again. I say, now just walk away. Walk away while you got your pride.
Well, I guess he say he's not going to quit racing. He's just going to quit racing in that Nexatella Cupper. I miss Winston. Just don't sound right to call it Nextel Cup.
Well, Winston was going to show up for supper tonight, but now you're talking about another Winston.
Yeah, that's another Winston. Where's Spark Plug when you need him?
I don't know. I had the table set for him for about 3 weeks in a row, and he ain't never showed up, and I keep having to give Leroy all the scraps of the things I was going to feed Spark Plug. You know, the things that we wasn't going to eat.
Yeah, well, Spark Plug, he'll eat anything. He'll eat anything.
Oh, he'll eat anything.
He'll just eat anything. He tried to...
He'll eat the south side of a northbound skunk if you give him the opportunity.
Well, he was so hungry one time, you came out of the kitchen, he would gnaw on the darn table even. That boy...
That's where all them marks come from.
Yeah,
I tried sanding them out.
Yeah, well, that was his, that was all four of our Spark Plug teeth. It was just gnawing on the table, gnawing on the table. That was it.
Wait, something.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, well, Dale Jarrett.
I'm going to have to buy far around where he sits. I don't want his teeth gnawing on my table no more.
Nah, I don't blame you, honey. I don't blame you. Old Dale Jarrett, he's another old cuss. He was for it. Jeff Burton was.
Dale who?
Dale Jarrett.
Ned's, I never heard his name mentioned.
Dale Jarrett, Ned's boy.
Ah, Ned's boy,
Ned's boy.
I know.
Yeah, he's about 112, too, I think.
Time flies, don't it?
Anyway, that was some of the results from Kansas Speedway. Yeah, named after a pot pie, banquet pot pies.
I think that sounds good.
You make kind of a pot pie of your own. Only you used
to... Yeah, I used to make myself a pot pie.
Leftover.
I used to make it on the coal-burning stove.
Leftover pot pies with the possum pot pies.
I remind we used to go skeet shooting with the leftovers.
Yes, just throw them up there.
You blow them out of the sky.
Yep.
Pull.
That was a boom. I got another one.
You're a good shot, Harold.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
You do good when you put your seeing eyes in.
Well,
what y'all gonna do with the dog and the white cane now?
Well, Leroy, he kind of likes to. He likes to show me the way.
Y'all notice his foot's a lot better now?
Yeah, he's
been a licking it.
He's doing better. That
old, right.
That duct tape is holding real good.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be there no more.
It's 200 lick duct tape. That's what they're calling it now. Anyway, Jeff Burton, he was fifth. And he's like leading the playoff thing. I don't understand that still. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I just... can't understand playoffs and racing. How do you have playoffs and racing?
I don't know, but I think they got themselves one of them books for dummies.
Well, that old announcer they got on that NBC, he's kind of fits that dummies thing.
I think he'd make good soup.
You snapping turtle, snappy, snappy. Telling you.
All you got to do is put a stick out, and he's going to bite on it, and then you can drag him home.
Yeah, the announcers when we were at the races, they were much better. They just scream at you. Say, Dick Hutcher's in leading! Dick Hutcher's in leading! That's all you needed to know.
Not more than that.
Anyway, Carly Edwards, he was sixth. He a young boy.
He ain't flipping out much lately, is he?
No, he ain't going to be. He been staying on the ground a lot. I don't think he likes that.
Maybe he gets seasick.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe next year, since he ain't flipping after races, they won't need that Fernandio guy.
That's right. I heard about Fernando. He wears girly clothes. Did you know that?
I bet he would. He probably would.
I bet he'd look fine in a Montoya shirt.
Who the heck is a Montoya? Is that like Asian? Is that that new rocking group that used?
No. He's some fancy ass driver. He come over from another series. They paying all kinds of money to get him to drive an ARCA car.
I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah, some chips and salsa and Ganassi racing. He's gonna be having him around.
Yeah, I guess I gotta read more if I'm gonna do this dang on radio thing.
It's all over the news. I seen it on CNN.
Wow.
It's big news.
That is big news, man.
Big news.
Who he been racing?
Almost as big as Kyle Busch's sunglasses.
Boy, that boy, he ain't exactly the goodest looking guy, and then he wear them ugly glasses, he just looked like butt ugly.
They're as big as a Lexan windshield.
Yeah, that's a huge sunglass.
I think he needs wiper blades and fluid just to walk around.
Well, he got the ears for them, that's for sure. He got
ears.
Oh,
they're fine ears. They're slicked on back.
He got ears for them, I'll tell you. And that Brian Vickers guy, he was eight. That is an ugly car. That was ugly. Ugliest car I ever saw.
I don't want him hanging around.
Could you ever see Buck Baker driving a car that ugly? I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
That ain't manly enough.
And Clint Bowyer was nine. He drove Jack Daniels' car. I kind of like that.
I figured you'd have a liking for that.
You remember when we went to the races about 10 years ago? And there was that boy that drove for that candy company, and he threw them Skittle things out in the crowd.
Yes, sir, I remember that.
You think old Clint, do you think he throw little bottles of Jack Daniel into the crowd when he out there?
I don't think that'd go over with when you take one in the eye.
Well, it could be a plastic bottle, and I think it's a good idea.
Maybe just little plastic sacks with a squeeze end on it.
That would work.
Just like little samples.
Yeah, we do little samples. That's all I want.
Like they'd have in hand cream or something like that, or like soya sauce from the Chinese and food restaurant.
That would work. That would work. I'd bring a net and catch like 40 of them.
Yeah, you probably have a net like you're going deep sea fishing.
Yeah, Jack and Daniels, that's a good sponsor.
The old man in the booze.
Yeah, he's a good sponsor. Good old number 7. Oh, 7. He's good. Shush down there, Leroy. Shush. Leroy.
Is he up and at him again?
Oh, Leroy, he's barking again.
I think there's squirrels out in them trees.
There's a lot of stuff out in them trees. Pumpkin and squirrel and all kinds of stuff.
How'd them pumpkins get in the tree? You all putting them there?
Well, I put the pumpkin patch a little too close to the trees this year.
That'll do it.
So when them leaves fall off, they're going to be like pumpkins falling on their head, too. That ain't going to be good. But
well, maybe if they stay up there for Christmas time, we all don't have to go cut down a tree and bring it on in. Just use a pumpkin tree.
Maybe that would.
Look at it through the window.
That might work. Dale Earnhardt, he was 10. I thought he was dead. Oh, no, that was his kid. Never mind, folks.
That ain't a nice thing to say.
I was hoping that Dale was back. I miss Dale.
Well, you just wait your time. You're going to be seeing him again damn soon if you don't watch yourself.
Well, I don't clean up my side of the cabin. I'll be seeing him tomorrow, I think.
You got that right.
Martin Truex Jr. was 11.
Does he have a brother?
I think he's got a brother and also uses a junior, which I don't understand it.
I think maybe his mama's name was Clint.
Maybe.
Or Curtis or something.
Yeah, maybe Junior is his last name and Truex is his middle name or something. I don't know.
Well, if Martin's named Junior and was it Curtis or Kurt?
Curtis, I think. Something like
Curtis.
That.
Curtis. Why is he a junior, too, unless his mama was named Curtis and his daddy was named Martin?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Greg DeBiffle was 12. Kenny Strader, he another old cuss. He was 13. Jimmy Johnson was 14, and he was whining and whining and whining. He so
he was about to cry. I almost felt bad for him. He had a little quivering lip going. Yeah.
He is a quiver. I don't like him much. I don't know why either, but I just don't like him. He's weird.
Well, it ain't nice to judge a man you don't know.
Well, he's not one I want to get to know. He just whines a lot. He whines and whines and whines.
Well, maybe you should send him some cheese and crackers.
Yeah, it might work. I guess if he drove for that Richard Childress feather, it would be good because he owned one. Sorry, folks. I got a little carried away again.
Do you see that wife of Jimmy Johnson?
Oh, she's a strange-looking woman.
Well, I think she'd have to stand up twice just to cast a shadow. I'd like to bring her home and feed her a sandwich a couple of times. I don't think she needs her strength.
Well, they show her face when they were singing the national anthem. And those were weird people singing, I'm telling you. But they were showing her
face. It was like they was in slow motion.
Yeah, they were singing so slow like this. I don't get it. It was so slow. The Wright brothers is flying over first. And then there's Soup Up Jet by the time they finish the song. I'm telling you, that's slow. Anyway, they were showing her face, and she wasn't done with her makeup yet. They show her hand, and she had like a trowel that you'd use to put like bricks laying in. I think she was using that to fix her makeup.
Maybe it was just left over from Indianapolis. She was out there laying some brick and pointing the brick.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, Tony Stewart, he won. And he had to get delivered to Victory Lane by his teammate.
I see that.
Who'd drive a FedEx car. So he got
FedEx. That was
FedEx.
A special delivery.
He'd get FedEx to Victory Lane.
I wonder if they had to pay an extra speedy charge on that delivery.
Weigh that sucker. That's going to be a lot by the pound, I'll tell you that.
Well, all you got to do is take Tony Stewart out of the car, and it would be half price.
That's true. He's a big boy. He eat a lot of rutabaga.
We got to send him to the gym with Mrs. Johnson.
He would love your vittles, though.
I know he would.
He probably.
I don't make things that come back from the 40s the way his banquet commercials is.
Yeah. He'd probably bring a bunch of dilly bar he came over. Maybe we should get him over for dinner.
Actually, that sounds like a good idea.
That is a good idea. Anyway, that was the race from Kansas. When we come back, we're going to talk about some real racing, folks. This is Harold, that's Bewley. You're listening to RacetalkRadio.com. This is Speedway City, USA. Damn it.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are your typical lassie. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue ticker carbon-approved t-shirts today at RacerDogs.com because dogs want to go fast too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Wind Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 Internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is RPM Diecast.
This is Carbon Super Sport, the official spokespup for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with four sleeves yet, but two sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit stellarapparel.com today. And hey, tell him Carbon sent ya.
I'd kind of crawl to be with that coal miner's daughter, too.
You mind your tongue, Harold.
Sorry, honey. Sorry. You gotta admit, she's a pert lady.
She is a right fine woman, and respectable, too.
Yeah,
because you know, because she ain't hanging around you.
No, 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 no. She got better class than that. I could sing this song to you.
Never gonna give you up. I can't love you enough. I can't love you enough.
You're so sweet to me, Beauty.
I try my best.
It's storming outside. Do you hear that? It's scary. It's thundering. Getting ugly out. Anyway,
we'll make an awful wet trip to the outhouse.
It's gonna be running. I'll be running real fast. That sheet gonna be wet. That roof is still leaking.
Just one drip at a time.
Yeah, it's a lot of drips. Anyway, 40 years ago. We were out at a race 40 years ago today. Out at north of Wilkesboro.
Yes, sir, we was.
Man, that was
in Wilkes County.
Some race too. Dick Hutcherson, he win. But Freddie Lorenzen, he was so strong, and then his engine go poof.
Well, I heard afterwards when I was doing his hair that he tried and he tried in that 66 Ford. He just could not seem to get it going. You know, he led most of that race.
Hey, lap after lap after lap after lap.
And that Holman Moody car of his, it just expired.
Yeah.
That was really sad. So I had to give him just a little extra care on his hair that day.
Well, he weren't the only one that had engines go whoosh on him.
I know.
Old Junior, he was on the pole, but his engine go that all over the place. Old Junior, he'd leave the track, he'd go do his moonshine running right there.
Junior who?
Junior Johnson.
Oh, the real Junior.
Junior Johnson.
Right.
He was good, man. He was a good driver. And Richard Petty, his engine go look. Something broke.
I think it was the weather. I think there was too much humidity.
That might have been. Elmo Langley.
It was a funky day.
Elmo was driving good that day, too. But his engine go bye-bye, too.
I think he blew a head gasket.
Yeah. Oh, Elmo, God bless his soul. He was a good driver. These youngins, they just think he was a pace car driver. He was a good driver when he drove. He was fast.
Sure enough was.
He was speedy. And Bucka Baker, he had problems with his car, too. Bobby Allison, he's just going... just so many cars just went... plunk. Just a bad day.
A good friend of mine in this race, too, old Donnie Biederman, he was in the race in the 64 Chevrolet. Except he had a differential problem.
Yeah. Old Donnie, he could drive, too.
He sure enough could drive. He was one mean machine, that man.
Yeah. Old Dick Hutcherson, he win. David Pearson, he was a great driver. He was the best driver ever, I think. He was second. Paul Lewis was third. Name I love to say, Jimmy Passanong. He was
You
good.
Can't pronounce that.
No.
Just another word you got to add to your list. Jim Pascal.
Pascal.
And his sponsor, they all fried their kin. They was Fried Kin Enterprises, old Tommy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Pascal.
And James Hilton, he was fifth. Oh, James, he's still racing in ARCA.
You don't tell me that.
Yeah, she's like 185-year-old, and he's still running.
We've got to go watch him.
He's a good driver.
We've got to cheer for him. I still got my James Hilton T-shirt.
Hey, he's a good driver. He's old, damn it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that if you can still put your foot to the floor.
No, he still can drive. He still drives. Curtis Turner was six. Roy Mayani, he was seven.
That was Roy Main. There's another word. I swear, Harold, you're dancing on my last nerve.
Well, I'm just having a little trouble with my reading glasses.
Yeah, we got to go down to the Walmart and pick you out a new pair.
That would work. I just don't want glasses as ugly as Kyle Busch, though.
Well, that would take a day's work to find them.
Yeah, it would. Can you hear that rain bouncing off the windows?
Yeah, I sure can. It's coming down
nasty.
Like cats and dogs
it's
and
nasty.
Mules.
Yeah, I think a Rottweiler.
Cats
just,
and dogs and mules.
Rottweiler just come down in the lawn and he's like howling. It's raining so hard.
Yeah, you better bring him in and feed him.
Yeah. He'd get along with Leroy.
I know he would.
Yeah.
It's hard to fight with a dog on three legs.
Yeah, Leroy would probably try to hump him, though. He just humps everything. He humps rutabagas.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's embarrassing.
You know he's been watching you.
I am. Never done a rutabaga myself. John Shears was eight. I used to shop at Shears. He probably owned all the
That's
stores.
That's where we got you your last set of breeches.
Probably owned all the stores. Friday Hassler, he was nine, which is strange because it was Sunday. But he was Friday.
That's a fine observation, Harold. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to put my hands together for Hugh.
Well, that's good. He drove for one of my favorite owners. He was driving for Red Shop. I just like saying that name. Red Shop! And Buddy Baker, he was 10. Buck's boy. Buck was in the race, too, but he didn't do no good. He had a problem, too, with his Oldsmobile.
Where'd he finish?
Oh, he was way, way, way back there somewhere.
Like he was about 31st, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Problem.
I think you're right. And Wendell Scott, he was 11. I always rooted for Wendell.
I always rooted for Wendell, too.
He's all right. And Tommy Piston, he was 12.
Pistone.
I go. His boy's writing or something. I just heard him on the radio the other day. I wonder if it's his boy or his grandboy. It's something.
Henry. Well, I know that Chase is probably his grandson.
Yeah, he's racing now.
He is so. He's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing all right. There was a lot of famous guy in this race. Buddy Arrington, he was racing. And Cale Yarborough, he was one of my favorites, too. He was racing for the Wood Brothers.
Them Wood Brothers been around a long time, ain't they?
They've been around as long as there's been a NASCAR. That's a long time. Oh, Glenn, he used to race. He was good. He was fast. He was so fast. That was a great race. I miss the old days. I miss North Wilkesboro.
I miss North Wilkesboro, too. If they ever reopened that, I'd love to get a job on the concession stand.
That would be a good time. That would be a good time.
You could get a job by picking up garbage, pulling weeds.
And they had a lot of people at that race, too. There were like 15,000 people, as I recall, something like that.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Just a lot of people. They're all nice. They're just always so nice at North Wilkesboro. Anyway, that's a look back. But now it's almost time for Beulie to tell us all about the great vittle she's fixing.
Yeah, after a hard day of work, now I gotta feed the world.
Well, you're good at it, honey. You're good at it.
I guess so.
Anyway, this is Harold. That's Beulie. We'll be back, folks. We're going to take a little break because we're old, damn it. We need a break. You're listening to Speedway City, USA.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts' website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew. My wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen.
Snowmen!
Had snowball fights.
The snow tastes like popsicle.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
Oh.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
Share the power of a wish.
My lucky day.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
Welcome back to Speedway City. You really sing this song all the time, too.
You're darn tootin' right.
Yeah, well, Archie, he looked like me, so I guess it fits.
Well, if you mind, back when he was born, I had to feed him with a slingshot. He was so ugly.
Yes.
I just couldn't bear to look at him.
Yeah, he was so ugly when he was born, the doctor didn't slap him. He came out in the waiting room and slapped me.
That's how it should be.
That's ugly.
At least I didn't get slapped.
No, no. Anyway. That's why our kid's ugly, though. It's because of me.
At least you admit it, Harold.
Yeah, well, you know, it got my brains,
too. You know what's good for you, too.
But he got my brains, so that's okay.
Lord help him.
Yeah, he got...
Poor Archibald.
He graduated out of sixth grade in only 3 years. That was pretty good.
Well,
that's pretty good.
Better than you did.
Yeah, I weren't too smart when I were a kid, but I got smarter. Anyway, it's time for the best segment on this show, dammit. Beauty gonna fix us some vittles.
Yes, I am.
What you got for the good people today, Beauty?
Well, tonight we're gonna have us a fixing a woodchuck casserole with rutabaga fritters. I'm gonna make the rutabaga fritters just for you. Because it's harvest time.
Yeah, it's harvest time, all right. That's for sure.
But first you gotta ask the question, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, a woodchuck would chuck about as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck. If a woodchuck could chuck wood, you know that?
I can't argue with that.
Did you know that the woodchuck is also a member of the squirrel family?
I didn't know that.
Some regions around the world don't even have woodchucks.
Wow.
The woodchuck is a nice stocky little critter. He weighs about anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds. They range pretty much like that, and when they're mature, and they have real short ears, and their legs are really short in relationship to their body. They got real short legs compared to their body size. And in the north, they hibernate. And they like to feed in the early morning and the late afternoon. You can see them lying around their burrows out in the sunshine. They have about one litter of young a year, about 4 to 8 youngins. And the populations don't grow too large, but, you know, they cause a lot of damage, and they burrow under homes and cause all kinds of structural problems. And out in the pastures, it's really bad for the horses and cattle because they're going to step in one of them burrows, and they really injure themselves real bad. So we got to keep the woodchuck population under control. And the way to do that is to make woodchuck casserole. That's why we like to eat them.
That sounds good.
So to make this first, yeah, I'm glad you like that, Harold. The first thing you got to do is take about 2 woodchucks that you've either trapped or blown up or gotten rid of somehow. And you take 2 of them and you cut them into nice little pieces.
Mm-mm.
And you take about 1.5 cups of heavy cream, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1/3 of a cup of vinegar, 5 onions, and you dice them up real nice and small, and just a little bit of salt and pepper, just as much as you like the taste of. And you're going to melt on down about 3 tablespoons of butter in a nice big old fancy casserole dish, and you're going to brown them woodchuck pieces very lightly in it. You just want to sear the outside of it. Then you're going to take another bowl, and you're going to mix the cream and the vinegar and your diced up onions and your salt and your pepper and your butter, and you mix all that together, and you pour half of the cream mixture over the woodchuck. Then you're going to cover that casserole dish and simmer it over a very low heat for about an hour. And then when you bring that on out, you're going to skim off the butter, and you add the remaining cream mixture to that. And you just heat that gently for about 10 minutes until the sauce thickens all up. And that serves up, you know, it serves up about four people real nice. Doesn't that sound good, Harold?
That sounds delicious.
Well, that's cooking. You can make yourself some rutabaga fritters, and you're going to need yourself some wheat flour. Of course, your rutabagas,
and
a little bit of red chili and some...
I grow the best rutabagas in the whole dang county.
You do, and you're not humping them. So you take some red chili, a little bit of onions, and some salt to taste, and you need some oil for deep frying. And what you're going to do is you're going to chop your rutabaga up real coarse, you know, about 1-inch cubes, and you're going to add your chopped onion and your sliced up chili, and you just salt it and you toss it all together, and you add a little bit of that wheat flour just to make the consistency of like thick pancake batter, and you leave it sit for about 30 minutes. And by then your mixture's going to have some bubbles and be, you know, slightly watery. And you're going to take your deep fryer that's got the oil in it, and you're going to spoon this stuff out into it. You're going to spoon the batter into it, and you just deep fry it, and you're going to make yourself the nicest mess of rutabaga fritters, and you can just eat them on their own or with a little bit of chili, or you can put them on rice. But it really tastes good as a side dish with the woodchuck casserole. Now, do you think Spark Plug would like some of that?
Spark Plug, he should come over and get some of that because he likes fritters.
I really think he should because
yeah,
I can smell it cooking up right now. It smells really good.
Yeah, and yes, you got... I brought home a couple of real big woodchuck I found outside in the field, so there's going to be a lot of meat to them woodchuck.
Going to be a lot of meat. We could actually keep some of that back and have it again in another week.
Yeah, I like woodchuck sandwiches, too.
Well, we can fix up some of that for you. We slice it nice and thin and cook it real slow and... maybe, like, put a gravy on it. Have it on biscuits. Biscuits and woodchuck.
My mouth's watering so much, I got to go catch up with my teeth.
I think your teeth are floating away.
They just float
right
out of my
mouth. And this ain't about getting rid of woodchucks as much as it is, you know, just kind of surviving.
Well, you know, woodchuckers, there are a lot of woodchuck out there right now.
And they're handy meat when you need it.
Yeah, it is.
You're good eating.
Yeah, we used to, Bex, when I was a kid and we didn't have much to play with, we used to play a game with woodchuck.
What'd y'all do?
Woodchuck softball.
Oh, you did not, Harold.
Yeah, you grab one of them sucker and you throw it at somebody and they got a stick and they try to hit it. Tenderize the meat, too, Mama say.
Well, that would do the trick, I'm sure it would.
Yeah. At one time I was throwing that, and Spark Plug he was hitting, and I threw it inside, and it bit him right on the nose. Right on the nose!
Did it bloody his nose?
He just hung on there. He just grabbed on. He was scared.
I bet he was probably squealing like a schoolgirl.
Yeah, well, he's old. Woodchuck, he look at Spark Plug, and Spark Plug, he look at the woodchuck, and they just both get scared.
I wonder who was the most scared.
I think woodchuck was. Yeah. Anyway, that sounds yummy. How long that take to cook?
Well, probably about an hour for everything with the preparation included. That ain't including having to catch a woodchuck, so that could take anywhere from a couple of days to 10 minutes. Just depend if you got woodchuck bombs.
Well, they're sneaky little bastards, I'll tell you that.
They sure are.
Yeah, can I say that word on the radio?
You sure can. You can say bastard any time. That's okay. A word of God.
Okay. Well, that's what my mama used to call me. You little bastard.
No, we know the reason for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
We know all about your mama.
Yeah.
She's as wild as a June bug on a string.
Yeah, she is. Anyway, what's for dessert after all them good bittles?
You mean you need more than that? Why don't you get Tony Stewart to bring them dilly bars?
That would be good. But he'd eat all my...
I'd say invite Tony Stewart over.
He'd probably eat a lot of woodchuck, though.
He'd probably eat a fine load of woodchuck. We might have to get 3 or 4 of them.
And he'd like...
Enough to feed about 16 people.
Yeah, he'd eat a lot. He'd love them corn fritters of rutabaga fritters, too.
The rutabaga fritters.
That's hard
yes,
to
sir,
say.
I know he would.
That's hard to say with
he
no
He would make
piece.
Them... Them banquet pot pies and make them look like prehistoric vittles.
You think they got any rutabaga in them pot pie?
I don't think so. I think they was made before the rutabaga was invented.
Well, that's a long time ago. That's a long time.
That was before the Slinky.
Yeah, that was a long time, too. That was
a long time ago. Do you all remember the Slinky that was shaped like a dash hound?
Oh, yeah.
It had the dog head on it, then the dog butt on it, and it was supposed to wiggle along like a real dog.
Yes.
It don't have nothing on Leroy.
No, Leroy, he kind of does that same wiggle in the middle, too.
Except you can't use him as like a conductor or anything.
No, he's...
Do you ever make a real slinky roll down the stairs like it's a walking down the stairs like a marching ant?
That would scare me. That would scare
me. What was that all about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is that a good time? You tell me that. Why is it a good time going to the top of the staircase with an old hunk of steel spring and have it coming down at you like some monster? How is that a good time?
I don't know, honey. I don't know. There.
That ain't near as fun as playing with woodchuck pelts.
Yeah, that was fun. It's a fun time.
A good time.
But they got a cool song, them slinky people. That's why they sell so many. They got a cool song. That's all.
I know that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you sing it for us?
Well, I'll do better than that, honey. I'll sing it for you. You ready?
I'm ready. You lay it on me.
Okay, honey.
Walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound.
Slinky!
A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift.
I still had this song here in my
it's falling in place, brings
recordings from
face.
Way back.
Something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky!
It's Slinky!
Slinky! Girls and boys!
It's Slinky!
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Yes, it is.
And Slinky mobiles with big Slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go.
Go!
It makes a great sound when
they had no pistons.
The driver's an old-timey fellow.
But the driver's a tiny little fella.
Wonderful toy.
She said an old-timey feller.
Yes, she did.
Great for girls and boys.
Old-timey.
They're slinkies. They're slinkies.
Slinky.
Really wonderful toys.
They're slinkies.
They're slinkies. They're fun for girls and boys.
Yeah, you didn't know I had that.
I think them people's on crack, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I can't buy Lye soap anywhere.
Because
apparently that's something to do with methamphetamines now. I can't buy Lye soap to save my life. And I've been to every store, and they got them stickers up in the front window saying they ain't going to sell Lye soap to nobody because they think you're going to use it the wrong way.
That's silly.
I can't believe that.
Well, I went down to Doc Brown's drugstore the other day, and they make me sign for my shiny medicine.
You can't get nothing nowadays.
No, it's crazy.
Nobody can be self-sufficient no more. They all figure you're up to no good.
I guess so, honey. I guess so.
The whole world's just gone right plumb crazy.
Yeah, it is. I ain't going to argue with you there. Anyway, having some good vittles. Real good vittles. This is Harold, that's Beulie. We're going to take another break, folks, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about racing. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit racerdogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit racerdogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so cowardly when I shave. That is why I love the head blade. I put it in my hand, I use it every day. I've got the look because of head blade. Head blade, head blade. Head blade, head blade. Head blade, head blade. Head blade.
For more information about head blade, check us out at headblade.com.
Head blade.
That's where we're going, folks.
Well, I went to a chicken roast down the street. People down there don't like wild meat. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm a going back.
I'm a going back.
To Alabama.
Yes, I am.
Talk about people having a whale of a time.
And that NASCAR boys is going down there too, honey.
I'm a going back.
They're going back
to Alabama.
To Alabama.
Well, if you're going to be there, it's true what they're saying about the fans.
It's a crazy place.
Real right down crazy.
Yep, it sure is. There was a lady there last time we were there. She was so old. And she lift her top up. That scared some people. That really scares some people.
And she had two shopping bags under there?
It was a weird sight. I never seen nothing like that. But we're going back in the summer day to Alabama.
I hope we're going to get the Fargo tuned up before the drive down.
That's a long way.
Good morning,
honey. Good morning, honey. Hello there, baby. Yes, that's what I'd be singing to you. We're going to bring the tent. We're going to have a good old time.
Going to bring a tent?
Yeah, my way.
Oh, yeah, Harold. That's going to be one heck of a time.
Alabama!
I'm going to go hang out with Richard Childress and his prevost.
Yeah, he got a nice one. I see.
I'm going to make up a mess of vittles. He's going to like maybe some wild game, like maybe some wildebeest or something.
Well, he's got the wine
see,
to go with it.
Sitting there.
I could sing for him.
Well, that would surely get you booted off the island.
Yeah, it's probably so. Anyway.
Let me tell the story.
It's that time again, honey. It's time to eat that woodchuck.
Well, it's still simmering there.
I can smell it. It's smelling good. Anyway, this is Harold, and that's Beulie. Say goodbye to everybody, Beulie.
Bye, everyone. Y'all come back next week. We're going to have some more Beatles and some more retro racing just for you, the way it ought to be.
And we'll be talking about a race we go down to see in Alabama. That should be exciting, too.
That's going to be a fun time. You're going to have some truck racing there, too. What other racing are we going to have there?
Well, they got that Arcus thing. Too.
And I think that Juan Pablo Montoya guy going to be there. Juan Pablo. Don't you see babies at?
That's a weird sounding name.
There's too many names.
I don't think he's from around here.
I don't think so. I think he's offshore.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Harold, that's Beauty. We'll talk to you next week, folks.
Of Harlan, revving up his mill. He shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With T-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead. The mountain boy took roses, but even angels feared to tread.